Let's go.
Madtown's 93.1 Jams. Yeah. Nights with DJ Fusion, strengthening the lives of Madison's most vulnerable youth and families for over 50 years. Briar Patch Youth Services offers a broad array of programs to runaway, homeless, and at-risk youth across Madison and Dane County. 93.1 Jams, unity in the community. I've teamed up with the amazing team at Briar Patch to create a community awareness and resource platform. Stay attached with Briar Patch. If you're a teen or a youth in Madison or Dane County with questions, Briar Patch Youth Services is available toll-free 24 hours a day at 1-800-798-1126. More information is available on all programs at www.briarpatch.org. Madtown, let's stay attached with Briar Patch. Our children are our future.
The Street Outreach Program is one of the premier flagship programs at Briar Patch, and I'm excited to sit down with Tyler and learn a little bit more about what's happening in the Street Outreach Program. How you doing, Tyler?
I'm all right. Thanks for taking the time.
No, absolutely. I love being here, and I love Briar Patch Services. This is a really important community asset that I think the awareness that we're bringing to the programs here really is going to make a difference in our community.
For sure. Yeah.
How long have you been here at Briar Patch?
I'll be 15 years this September. I've been in this role of street outreach with Briar Patch. I started actually with a youth employment program doing some summer work, then I got hired on to do street outreach and have been here ever since. And that was the start of this program, actually. It was about 15 years ago.
Real quick, for those that aren't familiar with street outreach, what's a brief overview of what you guys do?
It's complicated in that it started out as like an effort to go out into the community and locate and find young people who were experiencing housing insecurity, homelessness. Maybe they were runaway, disconnected with family, friends, whatever it might be. But over the years, that's kind of evolved and changed into being more of a referral and case management and support around young people who are in those situations.
Okay.
There's a real lack of support for young adults who are basically between ages 17 to 24. And I would say across the country, but in particular in our community, there's not a lot of resources specific to that group of people. And once we got on board with doing the outreach, we identified like there's a huge need here for more meaningful kind of engaged support as they navigate these systems. We still do some outreach, but a lot of what we're doing is we're getting people connected to us from other sources, schools, social workers, law enforcement, family members, you name it. People are sending them our way just to look for some guidance.
Is that maybe an attempt to break the chain earlier and hit them before they're hitting a point of homelessness or getting deeper in that rabbit hole?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes. Other times, we find a lot of young people. So let's just be clear. There's not a ton of resources around housing for people under the age of 18. Mm-hmm. They can't sign a lease. You know, we have limited shelter options. So a lot of times, young people are getting to us and they've already been in the situation for a while. They just have not had opportunities. And so this is one of the things that I think as a community we should be talking about is what are the housing options? What are the shelter options for young adults? Because they're different than the old. And we're trying to break that cycle. We're trying to be prevention focused and really disrupt those cycles of housing insecurity. And it's a massive issue. And so when we start kind of having these conversations, we need to be looking at like, how does the housing system as it pertains to landlords and property managers, are they being accommodating for young people and their circumstances, which right now is a struggle. And so we're trying to advocate wherever we can. And so we're looking for partnerships across the community, trying to find people who understand like not every young person has a safe place to go. Not everyone has a parent or a caretaker that's willing or able to take them in. So we're trying to negotiate all these different things, but there's a lot of things stacked against young people when it comes to housing.
For a 17 to 24 year old individual, a lot of them, you know, they're definitely in the workforce and they're employed, but not having that ability to sign a lease yet or to get on a lease.
Yeah, so there's some significant barriers that we encounter. One is young people tend to not have a credit score. A lot of requirements just to do the application is they're going to check that. If you don't have one, that's one check against you. A lot of young people don't have a responsible co-signer that can kind of take that burden on if they can't make their rent.
If they can't, right.
The income requirements, just to get an application in, you know, sometimes it's three times the first month's rent. and a lot of young people just don't have that money bank. So we're trying to like figure out all these different pieces. And then, you know, you throw another wrench into it is like, once we start digging into any criminal record, it's right. really going to be a challenge. So we're trying to like negotiate all these things, and it's real easy. Like I like to inform people, you know, housing is one of those systems where discrimination is still very much legal and still very much part of the system, is that young people, just your age alone, puts you at odds with trying to secure housing.
With just trying to be above the water and independent.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's a challenge.
How is the street outreach program funded here at Briar Patch?
Yeah. So we, our primary funding source is through a federal grant that Briar Patch actually secures independently. So we've managed to secure that grant for the 15 years that I've been here. There's been a couple of disruptions in that, but primarily that's where our funding is sourced. And then we have a couple of smaller contracts through the city of Madison, which are also federally sourced through HUD. And all of these different, you know, funding sources all come with their own kind of baggage, in my estimation. Is there's all these different requirements that we're expected to meet based on those funding guidelines. And the thing that we're trying to kind of promote and kind of encourage is like the restrictions of federal dollars, while we really appreciate having them, we really need a local solution as well. And so we need more investment for young people from a local source, which understands the local needs, because our federal funding often is just a blank canvas of like, this is what the national statistics say. This, it's not necessarily accounting for what the local needs are. We've been working pretty hard with our local stakeholders to try to figure that out.
And it puts a big challenge in what you guys can and can't provide for an at-risk youth or family in the community.
For sure.
I wanted to ask, you know, with the pandemic and COVID, how has this affected the street outreach program?
It's been a mess. I mean, so what we know is that there is a lot of people right now that are way behind on rent, that are really struggling. And for a lot of different reasons, they're not necessarily out of their housing yet, but we anticipate once the kind of the federal guidelines around eviction, the moratorium gets lifted, we're going to see a lot of people who are going to be out. So we anticipate a big spike in the number of people who have this need for housing support assistance. During the pandemic, though, what was particularly frustrating is just people were hunkered down. Like, you couldn't get to them the same way that we were used to doing it. So a lot of our contacts came through the schools. And with the schools being virtual,
closed.
You know, there was just that disruption of connection with a lot of our school social workers, teachers. You know, the places that, like, the one consistent place that young people were showing up is generally school.
And without that being gone.
Yeah, we were just kind of like, okay, where do we find you? Because kids stay hidden. Like, they don't want to be seen. They don't want to be like.
And if they can't be with their friends.
Exactly.
They can't be with their social groups, their peers.
Yeah, and that's like a big thing for us, is like the majority of young people get connected to us either through the school or through a friend or a family member. And when those connections are disrupted, we're just not hearing about them or seeing them the same way that we would have in the past. So it's been a real challenge to try to negotiate.
And this, the rent and mortgage moratorium that is coming up is going to be a huge impact on the country. I mean, they're talking close to a million homes going into foreclosure.
Yep.
I'm not sure what that's going to do to our local community, but I can't see it not affecting us.
Yeah, I think it's going to be messy. It's going to be really messy. I mean, there's been a lot of conversations already, you know, during this pandemic, locally, you know, we've had these encampments that have been established, which get a lot of attention because they are something to deal with. But what people aren't noticing is that there's a lot more people who aren't showing up at those places, who are in their vehicles, who are doubled, tripled, quadrupled up with family and friends just to get by. And once kind of, you know, the moratorium goes away and people maybe can't rely on that flexibility, they're going to be looking for resources and they'll be showing up.
And with the street outreach program at Briar Patch, do you have possible resources for the Madison community?
So we have a couple of opportunities for young people. It's been challenging because, again, this is federal funding.
Within the guidelines.
Yeah, so you have to stay within these guidelines. And we have this whole massive bureaucratic system that, in theory, works really efficiently, but in practical speaking, it can be a struggle. But we have a program through our street outreach program called the Prevention Project, and that is really really to help young people between the ages of 18 to 24 who need assistance with paying either arrears, back rent if necessary, or if they need assistance with a security deposit and first month's rent. We have a program that allows us to do that. However, for young people to get connected to us, it goes through a whole process of other people to get to us. It's a good thing, and we have to figure out how the system is going to direct people to us to make sure that these young people are getting the services and resources that
this is definitely a time to start thinking about. Absolutely. If you need those type of things, yeah. If you're in that situation, this is the time to think about it. And if anybody wants to reach out and maybe see if they're a fit for your program, what's the best way to get in contact?
Yeah, so a couple of things. If someone's in housing and they know they're behind on rent and they know they're going to need some help, I mean, the thing that they have to do is notify or contact the Tenant Resource Center. That's like the go-to right now for a lot of this. And so the Tenant Resource Center will sort it out and then pass people on as they qualify. What I would encourage young people or anyone that's in this situation is to really be mindful of, like, you know, getting things in order now. Like, even if you can save just a little bit of money, even if you can reach out and just find out, are there any sources of money to assist with, even if it's, you know, energy assistance or, you know, paying whatever bills, and just kind of being mindful of that and building up a network of resources. But it all starts by just reaching out, getting connected, and getting the right person that can be a support. For us, if it's a young person and they want to get connected to Briar Patch Street Outreach Program, they can just call our helpline, which is 251-1126, area code 608. They can do that, and they would get directed to, we have an online needs assessment. They just fill that out, and then we follow up with them, and we respond to the needs of the client. We don't necessarily have a structured format for that's the same to everybody. It's always needs dependent, so every individual is going to be treated differently based on their circumstances.
And I was looking at your website at briarpatch.org, and it's saying that you guys with the street outreach program on average work with about 3,000 youth a year.
Yeah.
When you think about that, that's 250 a month, 8 kids a day, 8 youth per day. Like, that's something that, you know, it means that we have something in this community that needs some attention.
For sure.
And I really appreciate what you guys are doing with the street outreach program.
Stay attached with Briar Patch at madtownjams.com, where you can learn more about all of the amazing programs at Briar Patch Youth Services.